It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
One time while I was waiting to examine a witness, a court reporter asked me what the Bible said about swearing oaths. Over the years, he had seen numerous witnesses take an oath to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, and then lie. This isn't a new problem. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus relates the traditional teaching taken from the Old Testament. You have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn." Matthew 5, verses 33. He then identifies the vicious cycle related to taking oaths. And in verses 34 to 36 we read, "But I say to you, do not take an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not make an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black." It seems that in that day, Jewish people would avoid taking an oath that used God's name specifically, but they would use substitutes associated with God, whether it's his throne or his city, Jerusalem. They might even swear by their heads. The thing that they used as the basis for their oaths determined how valuable their word was. It allowed them to duck and weave when it came to actually doing what they said. This is not unlike people today swearing on their mother's grave or swearing on a stack of Bibles. People take oaths and then they break their word or they lie. So Jesus taught a transforming initiative in Matthew 5, verse 37. He says, "Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil." How refreshing. Just tell the truth. James uses two sentences in a single verse to teach the negative and the positive about integrity in speaking. In James 5, verse 12, we read, "But above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear either by heaven or by earth, or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation." James puts a high value on integrity in speaking when he begins the words "above all." He has already dealt with the danger and damage of the tongue, which we addressed in an earlier podcast, Moving Our Tongues Toward Wholeness. For the Lord Jesus and for James, swearing and oath-taking are dysfunctional speech ethics. Bible scholar Craig Blomberg suggests that taking an oath in a courtroom is probably not being prohibited, but the use of oaths to reduce the truth of what we are saying or to avoid the implications of keeping our word exhibits a lack of integrity in speaking. The psalmist identifies an attribute of a person who honors God. In Psalm 15, verse 1, the psalmist asks the question, "Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill?" Then, in verse 4, among other attributes, he responds with, "He who keeps his oath even when it hurts." James's prescription toward wholeness in how we speak is clear. Do not swear either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath. Why try to get around that? Here's an assignment for you. During the coming week, cultivate the intentional awareness of what you are saying. Are you using language that allows you to fudge the truth? Are you speaking honestly and simply? What does it mean to have integrity in what you say and how you say it?
You've been listening to John B. McDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. McDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.